From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. White House officials say President Barack Obama believes that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will not make significant progress towards peace by the time he leaves office in early 2017. Rob Malley, a White House National Security Council official, has said that the president has said, "We have to reach a realistic assessment that there will not be a comprehensive final status agreement in the remainder of his term, and there likely may not be meaningful negotiations between the two sides." All this as Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. The summit is seen as an attempt to mend diplomatic ties and deepen the U.S. military relationship with the Israeli government, which strongly opposed the Iran nuclear deal. A White House official says Obama will also use the meeting to push Netanyahu for details on his policies towards the Palestinians. International airlines began prohibiting checked luggage on some flights out of Cairo Friday after several world leaders suggested a bomb may have brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt last week. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines said in a statement that only carry-on bags will be permitted on its Friday flight from Cairo to Amsterdam. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron met in London on Thursday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
"We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb."
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A U.S. official hints that the upcoming election in Myanmar, or Burma, could lead to more engagement. However, critics claim the military there is still too powerful. A State Department spokesman said key officials are watching Sunday's election in the country for signs of transition from military dictatorship to democracy. The U.S. has spent millions of dollars in the past few years to strengthen Myanmar's democratic institutions, including voter education and the training of poll workers. Monitors are watching closely.
"We observe the advance voting today. We will observe the voting on polling day itself. And we will be present also, of course, for the counting and for the results, because that is a part of the electoral process as well."
That's Alexander Graf Lambsdorff, the EU chief election monitor. Myanmar's elections are seen as an important milestone in its political transition away from decades of military dictatorship. It is the country's first general election since a nominally civilian government was introduced in 2011. In other election news, candidates for Haiti's presidential runoff next month are set. Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council announced late Thursday that banana entrepreneur Jovenel Moïse of the ruling Haitian Party of Bald Heads will face Jude Celestin of the Alternative League for Progress and Emancipation. More than 50 candidates had sought Haiti's top office. An upcoming biography of former President George H.W. Bush is attracting widespread media attention. Of particular note is the elder Bush's criticism of some of the key figures in his son's administration. Zlatica Hoke reports.
The 41st U.S. president delivers scorching critiques of his son's Vice President Dick Cheney and his Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. He says their arrogance and hardline influence served the president badly. It has long been suspected that Bush Sr. did not approve of some of his son's actions. The question is, why did he wait so many years to speak up? One reason is his advanced age and the urgency to improve his son's image, says analyst Klaus Lares.
He sees with great concern what is happening in Iraq, what is happening in the Middle East. And he knows, of course, that everyone is blaming his son's invasion of Iraq in 2003 for the turmoil at the moment.
Lares said placing most of the blame on Cheney and Rumsfeld is unfair because the president bears responsibility for his decisions. Neither Cheney nor Rumsfeld has ever acknowledged making any mistakes in the justification for the war in Iraq. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
Rescuers in Brazil are searching for people believed missing after a dam burst at an iron ore mine in the southeastern part of the country, killing at least 15, leaving many more missing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.